Here's a thought I'll title Volumes 1, 2, and 3. The idea behind this thought is that large bodies of work are difficult to consume. Think War and Peace versus haiku. I'll bet when you run across a haiku somewhere, you don't hesitate to read it. But making a commitment to read War and Peace is a substantial commitment. We hesitate to do it. And the same thing happens when people look at our photographic projects and recognize before they begin that it's a huge project. It's going to take a substantial commitment, and so there's a hesitancy to do so. The cooking illustration I always use in this topic is that no one consumes an entire chicken in one bite. Instead, we cut it up into littler bites, ones that are both consumable and digestible. Well, novelists know the advantage of breaking their narrative into smaller parts, too. That's why in a novel we have things like paragraphs and chapters and sections, and sometimes, particularly in the old Victorian novels that I love, volumes. There would be a 3-book set that would complete the novel. And I think it's a pretty good idea, and it occurred to me again because of this recent 2-month trip that I was on, where I now have just under 1,000 pictures of fall leaves in the mountains of Colorado. Fantastic. I love every shot. Well, I don't love every shot, but I love lots and lots of them, way more than are possible to consume. And clearly, a project that has even half of them, 500 of them, would be too much. So that leaves me one of two choices. I can either not use an awful lot of images that I think were good enough to not only photograph, but that now that I'm looking at them and processing them, I really like them. But there's no room for them, so they got to go. That's one answer. The other answer is that we can break up that group into smaller consumables, chapters, sections, volumes. And not that I'll use all of the images, but I'll probably be able to use more of them if I turn it into a multi-volume project. So it would be easy to take the first third of them and put them into volume 1 of a book or a PDF or something, and then take the next third of them and put them in volume 2, and the next third and put them in volume 3. But there's a problem with that. And such a simplistic answer simply falls apart because you're still asking someone to look at that many images, which they may be hesitant to do, and you haven't really helped them understand why you're including so many images, which makes their task as a viewer even more difficult. And okay, I'm talking about 1,000 images or 500 images, but I would propose the same thing happens if you have 200 images or 100 images or even 50 images. And so a bit of sequencing and separation is helpful. But like I say, there is a difficulty in this unless we remember that each section is its own entity. And the important key is to make sure that the subsequent sections don't simply repeat the previous ones. So let me see if I can illustrate this with my fall leaves pictures. Let's say I decided the final cut was 300 images for, I'm doing that for easy math purposes, 300 images. If I put the first 100 of them in volume 1, and the next 100 in volume 2, and the next 100 in volume 3, volumes 2 and 3 don't add anything that I didn't already express in volume 1. They're simply more of the same thing. On the other hand, if I'm a little more clever in the way I build the sections, then I might be able to avoid that sense of too much repetition. So, for example, with my fall leaves, if I had section 1 that was hillsides of color, and then section 2 that were individual trees of color, and section 3 might be fall leaves perhaps fallen on the ground. Do you see that each section adds content to the project? And again, whether I'm talking about 300 images or 30 images, the same logic applies. We don't want to be repetitive. And then one final bit of this train of thought is this. Which direction do you choose to go? Do you start with hillsides of color, and then volume 2 is trees of color, and then volume 3 is fallen leaves of color? which take us from the broad view to the medium view to the underfoot view, or do we go in the other direction? You start with the section of the fall leaves of color on the ground, and then the next volume is the trees, and then the next volume are the hillsides of color. Those two sequences imply a completely different way of thinking about this entire process. And both, obviously, are correct sequences, but they communicate completely different things. And that's part of our job as artists, is to figure out which thing we want to communicate, from the large to the small, from the small to the large. Of course, dividing your large body of work into three sections like this isn't the only answer. There are other ways to stir the pot and make the images relate to one another, particularly in a book publication where you've got chapters and facing pages that you can deal with. So this idea about volumes 1, 2, and 3 isn't universal, and there are certainly going to be exceptions. But it's not a bad way to start in your process of thinking about what do you do with those giant projects that have, perhaps, hundreds of images that you'd like to include. And there are all kinds of variations of the way to play this game. You could also do a monthly publication, which gives you 12 sections that become the core of the project, spread out over a year of publication or distribution. You could do it by location. You could do it by time of day. You could do it by dividing up the season so that the project begins with only a few leaves that are colored and ends with all the leaves off the tree. You can see there's lots and lots of ways you can break this up. But starting the process of thinking about large projects by developing these subsections, chapters, sections, volumes, etc., is not a bad way to get a handle on the project. And finally, last thought is, when I've used this idea with large projects, it really does help with the editing process too. And it makes it a little easier to let go of some of those favorite images because they either don't fit or they don't fit as well as other images. And that conflict is more visible as you start looking at smaller selections of images and working on sequencing and grouping.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.